Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas.
It's 88 degrees in Lawrence, 90 in Manhattan, 94 in Abilene. It's 3:06, and you're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines happening at 3:30. At 3:36, the U.S. run at the 2026 FIFA World Cup is over. Belgium knocked the Americans out of the tournament. It leaves a lot of questions about what's ahead for the USMNT, which I got to be honest with you, every time I see USMNT, I think it means U.S. Mutant Ninja Turtles, but it doesn't. It means the U.S. men's national team. And we are going to talk about that. Then we are going to visit an unlikely destination for fried chicken lovers just outside of Pittsburgh, Kansas. Nearly right next to each other are two iconic restaurants known for their fried chicken and for their charm.
We try to treat people as family because that's how we want treated. You know, we're in business, yes, but we want to make you feel special and your family feel special when you come.
Coming up at 3:44, learn about Chicken Annie's and Chicken Mary's. Perhaps you have visited yourself. I know I have. Coming up here on KPR.
When your old car or truck is no longer your favorite place to listen to KPR, consider donating it to Kansas Public Radio. Learn more about our Vehicles for Charity program at kansaspublicradio.org.
Sunshine this afternoon, highs around 90. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, a high in the lower 90s. Tomorrow night, 40% chance of showers and storms after midnight. And locally, heavy rainfall will be possible after midnight. Tomorrow night, lows in the lower 70s. Still humid on Thursday. 30% chance of rain and a high, once again, in the 90s. Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Morning Edition is the show with A. Martinez, Michelle Martin, and tomorrow your local host will be Tom Parkinson.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas band The Lost Keys for the final Sunday Jayhawk Jukebox, Sunday, July 12th at 2 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Hope you'll stay tuned. Up next, we have news headlines, then plenty more All Things Considered with you till 7 o'clock tonight. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence and 88 in Emporia. It's 3:30.
Conference today, Farage blamed a media pile-on and said he had done nothing wrong. He said he'd let voters in this special election be the judges of his actions, calling it a people versus the establishment election. Fatima Al-Kassab, NPR News.
Stocks were down across the board on Wall Street today. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. A Johnson County pastor has set a record for contributions in the first campaign quarter of any U.S. Senate candidate in Kansas history. Cassandra Isabel Flores has all the details.
2 months into officially launching his Democratic campaign to replace Kansas incumbent Roger Marshall for the U.S. Senate, Reverend Adam Hamilton has raised nearly $4 million, as first reported by the Kansas City Star. This record is triple of what Barbara Boyer raised in her 2019 launch quarter. She raised roughly $1.1 million. Known as the founding pastor of the nation's largest United Methodist Church, Hamilton's fundraising campaign raised more than half of what Senator Marshall raised over the course of his entire 2020 campaign. I'm Cassandra Isabel Flores.
Older Kansans will have to wait longer for services that help them avoid or delay being placed in a nursing home. For the first time, Kansas officials have created a wait list for the Frail Elderly Home and Community-Based Services Program. It can pay for personal care services like help with bathing and other care that helps people stay in their homes. Andy Brown is with the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services. He says demand is up, but Kansas only has funding for about 9,000 people.
And so as we track people that are coming off of the waiver, that'll open up slots for us to add people that are on the wait list.
Brown says last year advocates asked the legislature to increase funding, but lawmakers didn't approve enough. Legislative leaders did not respond to questions about the funding. After the Trump administration canceled a $300 million program for Black, Indigenous, and immigrant farmers, a federal judge has ordered the U.S. Department of Agriculture to reinstate the grants, which include projects in Kansas and Missouri. Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports about half those projects are still halted.
49 projects through the USDA's Increasing Land, Capital, and Market Access Program lost funding in March. Now a federal judge has granted a preliminary injunction and ordered the administration to reinstate 24 of the awards by last Friday. That includes nonprofit Cultivate Kansas City, which has about $2.5 million through the program. Executive Director Brian Darby says the project was working to improve access to land and capital for growers in Kansas City.
It's exciting, but it's righting a wrong. It's not really a step forward, and it's temporary.
The other 25 projects are gone, which Darby says is a loss for new farmers. I'm Anna Pope, Harvest Public Media.
Clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the lower 90s. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 3:35.
If it's enough will be one of the questions answered in Turkey this week. For NPR News, I'm Steve Walsh in Norfolk, Virginia. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Right as you're leaving Pittsburgh, Kansas, on Highway 69, you'll see two billboards. One's for Chicken Mary's, one's for Chicken Annie's. Two restaurants almost right next to each other. And as Rachel Schnelly reports for the Kansas News Service, the two fried chicken spots have had a friendly rivalry for more than 80 years.
As you walk into Chicken Annie's, there did at one point have other locations in the area, but decided to close them down. And it seems that the charm of the two chicken restaurants remains here on their chicken-focused road in southeast Kansas. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelly in Pittsburgh.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You'll hear more of their stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, providing peer counseling, advocacy, and independent living skills training to promote individual choice to persons with disabilities. Details at rcilinc.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Lots of other frequencies, too, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, what's the latest on Graham Plattner? Is he dropping out of the race? Is he not? What does the whole thing mean for the Democratic Project? Is there hoping to flip control of the U.S. Senate? Why don't they just pick another state? It's a complicated story, but we'll look into it coming up here on KPR. Plus, we continue with our series on crabbing in the Chesapeake Bay, all in the next 30 minutes. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Porter Cattle Company, raising cattle in the heart of wildcat country near Emporia. Richard Porter encourages all KPR listeners to support Kansas Public Radio.
Clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the lower 90s. Tomorrow night, late, we have a chance of showers and storms with a locally heavy rainfall possible after midnight. It's going to be humid tomorrow night, as you might expect. lows in the lower 70s. It is 88 degrees in Topeka and 90 in Manhattan at 10 minutes before 4.
And teens, so parents can monitor the account while teens learn how to invest. More at schwab.com. From Progressive Insurance, offering a variety of insurance options, from auto and home to boat and RV, with online tools for quotes and claims. Coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And from Odoo, an all-in-one business management platform with the goal of bringing every part of business together. Learn more about Odoo at odoo.com/NPR.
At the NATO summit, President Trump says he wants to sell fighter jets to Turkey despite a congressional ban. Trump's international deal-making on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition on your KPR stations tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on KPR. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming up in just about 60 seconds. It's 88 degrees in Topeka. It's 4 o'clock.
Free mattress collections with personalized features and the goal of providing people more choices based on their needs. Learn more at sleepnumber.com or a Sleep Number store.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's in Lawrence, announcing Final Friday at Arterra with Susan Hancock bringing the Golden Age of Jazz to the stage, 7 p.m. Friday, July 1st. Cover at the door or online at masellisonline.com.
It is 88 degrees in Lawrence and 90 in Abilene. It is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 4:36. The IOC, International Olympic Committee, is now moving to clear the way for Russia to compete in Olympic events. The decision to ease sanctions comes as Moscow is continuing its deadly missile and drone strikes, killing civilians in Ukraine. As you might imagine, this is all very controversial. Brian Mann has the latest coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Buskerfest, presenting a quarterfinal game viewing party on July 11th, 4 to 11 p.m. Celebration in South Park and viewing party at Maselli's. More at lawrencebuskerfest.com.
No matter how you get your news of the day, whether it's in your car, at the office, at home, or on the go, your support ensures KPR will always be your place for news about things that really matter to you, whether they occur all the way around the world or just down the street. KPR isn't letting up in its commitment to serving our listeners because you matter. But you can make a difference by donating now at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the lower 90s. Tomorrow night, late, 40% chance of showers and storms. Some of those storms could have heavy rainfall. It's going to be humid, and we're expecting a low in the lower 70s tomorrow night. It's 4:20.
Trump's relationship with NATO countries and the international deals he's making tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition on your KPR stations tomorrow from 5 to 9 a.m. Tom Parkinson will be your local host. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
News headlines are coming up next in just about 35 seconds. It's 89 degrees in Topeka and 88 in Chanute. It's 4:30.
Choice at a time when it's never been so popular and has a real chance at the presidency. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. A Johnson County pastor has now set a record for contributions in the first campaign quarter of any U.S. Senate candidate in Kansas history. Cassandra Isabel Flores has the details.
2 months into officially launching his Democratic campaign to replace Kansas incumbent Roger Marshall for the U.S. Senate, Reverend Adam Hamilton has raised nearly $4 million, as first reported by the Kansas City Star. This record is triple of what Barbara Boyer raised in her 2019 launch quarter. She raised roughly $1.1 million. Known as the founding pastor of the nation's largest United Methodist Church, Hamilton's fundraising campaign raised more than half of what Senator Marshall raised over the course of his entire 2020 campaign. I'm Cassandra Isabel Flores.
Older Kansans will have to wait longer for services that help them avoid or delay being placed in a nursing home. For the first time, Kansas officials have created a wait list for the Frail Elderly Home and Community-Based Services Program. It can pay for personal care services like help with bathing and other care that helps people stay in their homes. Andy Brown is with the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services. He says demand is up, but the state only has funding for about 9,000 people.
And so as we track people that are coming off of the waiver, that'll open up slots for us to add people that are on the wait list.
Brown says last year, advocates asked the legislature to increase funding, but lawmakers didn't approve enough. Legislative leaders did not respond to questions from the Kansas News Service about the funding. The Topeka City Council will be tackling a hot-button issue tonight, data centers. Council members will discuss possible zoning changes for potential data center developments. KSNT reports the council will also accept public comment at the meeting. Concerns about data centers' impacts on the environment and quality of life have been growing. The council is not expected to take any final action on the proposals at tonight's meeting. That meeting gets underway at 6 o'clock tonight at Topeka City Hall. Clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 60s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the lower 90s. There's a 40% chance of rain tomorrow night. It's 4:35.
A lot of us were. And you know what else? I think a lot of other people are.
Stay nosy. Stay curious. With Morning Edition every weekday morning on NPR News.
Check it out tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations, both KPR 1 and KPR 2. Morning Edition is the show, 5 to 9 a.m. Tomorrow, Tom Parkinson is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at NuvantHouse.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 5:01. At 5:06, the latest on Graham Plattner. Has he made a decision yet about dropping out of the race for U.S. Senate? We'll tell you what we know at this point. Then, the proliferation of data centers across the nation has not gone over that well with many Americans.
I don't think really anybody foresaw how much of a popular backlash there would be against data centers.
Now, state and local governments are responding with legislation aimed at regulating the industry. That story and more still to come on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, where doctors, dentists, therapists, and more work together to provide health care for the whole person, welcoming all who need care. More information at heartlandhealth.org.
It's 88 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 5.
1-800-PROGRESSIVE. This is NPR.
At the NATO summit, President Trump says he wants to sell fighter jets to Turkey despite a congressional ban. Trump's international deal-making on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for morning edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming up in 1 minute. It's 90 degrees in Manhattan. It's 5 o'clock.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
90 degrees in Lawrence, 89 in Atchison, 93 in Abilene. It is 5:06.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up at 5:30, an update of news headlines. Coming up at 5:36, talk with Becky Sullivan about the U.S. run at the 2026 FIFA World Cup. They went out yesterday. Belgium knocked them out. The whole thing was very unsettling and upsetting in a lot of ways. A lot of people asking questions about the future of U.S. in world-class level soccer. Becky's going to tell us what she has learned. Then we are going to visit Pittsburgh, Kansas. If you're a longtime Kansan, you probably immediately thought, oh my gosh, are you doing a story about the chicken places? The answer is yes. Chicken Annie's, Chicken Mary's. We're going to talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Porter Cattle Company, raising cattle near Emporia. Richard Porter believes the financial commitment of listeners makes it possible for KPR to provide in-depth news and music daily, and is proud to support the goals and mission of Kansas Public Radio.
Our mission at KPR is to provide listeners with quality arts and information programming across Kansas and beyond. And because of that, we need to hear from you. We ask you to take our annual media and technology survey to let us know how you consume news, music, and entertainment and why. Your response will allow us to better understand your needs and will help us serve this community in the best way possible. Take the survey, totally free, no commitment. You just answer a few questions. Make your voice heard at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 5:20.
Support for
Considered from NPR News.
President Trump is in Ankara for the NATO summit, where he met with the Turkish president. Following the meeting, Trump said he would soon decide whether to sell F-35 fighter jets to Turkey despite a congressional ban. Trump's relationship with NATO countries and the international deals he's making on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR station's Morning Edition, bringing you the latest national, international, and regional news. Tom Parkinson will be your local host tomorrow.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
News headlines are up next. It's 90 degrees in Lawrence, 93 in Abilene, 89 in Chanute. It's 5:30.
The mayor says NYPD have instituted a frozen zone in Midtown from 40th to 45th Street between 1st and 3rd, temporarily closing access to pedestrians as well as traffic in the area. You are listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. A Johnson County pastor has set a record for contributions in the first campaign quarter of any U.S. Senate candidate in Kansas history. Cassandra Isobel Flores has more.
2 months into officially launching his Democratic campaign to replace Kansas incumbent Roger Marshall for the U.S. Senate, Reverend Adam Hamilton has raised nearly $4 million, as first reported by the Kansas City Star. This record is triple of what Barbara Boyer raised in her 2019 launch quarter. She raised roughly $1.1 million. Known as the founding pastor of the nation's largest United Methodist Church, Hamilton's fundraising campaign raised more than half of what Senator Marshall raised over the course of his entire 2020 campaign. I'm Cassandra Isabel Flores.
After the Trump administration canceled a $300 million program for Black, Indigenous, and immigrant farmers, a federal judge has ordered the U.S. Department of Agriculture to reinstate the grants. They include projects in Kansas and Missouri. Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports that about half of the projects are still halted.
49 projects through the USDA's Increasing Land, Capital, and Market Access Program lost funding in March. Now a federal judge has granted a preliminary injunction and ordered the administration to reinstate 24 of the awards by last Friday. That includes nonprofit Cultivate Kansas City, which has about $2.5 million through the program. Executive Director Brian Darby says the project was working to improve access to land and capital for growers in Kansas City.
It's exciting, but it's righting a wrong. It's not really a step forward, and it's temporary.
The other 25 projects are gone, which Darby says is a loss for new farmers. I'm Anna Pope, Harvest Public Media.
The annual Sunflower Summer program begins this week. Sunflower Summer lets children from preschool through 12th grade visit museums, zoos, and other attractions for free. One accompanying adult also gets in free. The program begins on Thursday. It runs through August 12th. It is sponsored by the State Department of Commerce. Tickets can be claimed through the free Sunflower Summer app and later redeemed at participating venues. More information available at sunflowersummer.org. It's 5:35.
Support for NPR comes from...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Right as you're leaving Pittsburgh, Kansas, on Highway 69, you'll see two billboards. One is for Chicken Mary's and one is for Chicken Annie's, two restaurants almost right next to each other. And as Rachel Schnelly reports, the two fried chicken spots have had a friendly rivalry going for more than 80 years.
As you walk into Chicken Annie's, there's a large...
It's so moist. And fresh, I mean, is just so good.
Since its establishment, Chicken Annie's has branched out into Girard. Chicken Mary's did at one point have other locations in the area, but decided to close them down. And it seems that the charm of the two chicken restaurants remains here on their Chicken Focus Road in southeast Kansas. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelly in Pittsburgh.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You'll hear more of their stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. We still have another hour and 11 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. An update of news headlines at 6:01, at 6:06. We will speak with a Democratic strategist and the founder and president of the liberal think tank called the Searchlight Institute, Adam Gentleson. We are going to find out what exactly is up next for the state of Maine and their big U.S. Senate contest. Graham Plattner, currently the Democratic nominee, could be dropping out of the race. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Cleo and Leo on Elm Street Bakery and Coffee in North Lawrence, offering Mexican-inspired pastries, coffee, matcha, and more. More information on Instagram and Facebook.
Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the lower 90s. Tomorrow night, things could get interesting. 40% chance of showers and storms after midnight. Some locally heavy rainfall is possible late tomorrow night. We're expecting a low in the lower 70s with humid conditions. It's 10 minutes before 6.
This is auto and home to boat and RV with online tools for quotes and claims. Coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And from Odoo, an all-in-one business management platform with the goal of bringing every part of business together. Learn more about Odoo at odoo.com/NPR.
At the NATO summit, President Trump says he wants to sell fighter jets to Turkey despite a congressional ban. Trump's international deal-making on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. for Morning Edition on your KPR stations. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.